it's Kennedy for Reason TV. Here in DC, I love bicycling, especially when the government's paying for it.
Capital Bike Share rents bikes right off the street in the Washington, D.C. area, and it's dirt cheap thanks to the government, which so far has subsidized the program to the tune of $16 million.
Why do you need government funding in order to have a program like this? People can get inexpensive bikes.
Apartments in D.C. are small. Yeah. Very hard to put a bike in an apartment.
Oh, come on. You saw Seinfeld. There's so many ways of hanging bikes. You get the little hook and hang
Seinfeld
the front.
Makes millions of dollars a year. He had a nice apartment.
Capital Bike Share got $1.3 million from a federal program to, quote, address the unique transportation challenges faced by welfare recipients and low-income persons seeking to obtain and maintain employment. It's no surprise that people using Capital Bike Share are overwhelmingly college-educated and white in a city that's not.
Virginia Tech did a study of people using bikes in the Bike Share program, and that is not indicative of the demographic makeup of Washington, D.C. Why is that?
It's a good question. The early adopters of our program were people who were already riding bikes, and they tend to skew male, they tend to skew white, and educated.
Everyone needs to get on a bike. I mean, I've joined a gym and it's expensive. So maybe with someone who doesn't have as much financial ability as I do.
I think it's probably money not well spent if it's intended to help low-income people. Because people who use Capital Bike Share tend to not be low-income.
Okay. All right. That's a valid point.
Well, thank you. I think I get a big W for this one.
Let's face it. We all know biking is awesome, but we don't need government programs to pay for it. We'll all bike happily ever after. For Reason TV, I'm Kennedy. Hey. Nice rack.